The Shia Muslim minority in Saudi Arabia has much in common with the Shia majority in Iraq. There are many family and tribal ties and a history of oppression by their respective governments. But despite American promises to end the tyrannical regime of Saddam Hussein, Saudi Shia say they are strongly opposed to the American invasion of Iraq, and they don't trust American promises to establish democracy in the country. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Saudi Arabia's eastern province.
Businessman Mohammed El-Jalal says most of the Shia in southern Iraq originally came from this province in Saudi Arabia. As proof, he rattles off names of Shia towns located in both countries. The migration took place long ago, he says, but the ties are still close. Most of Saudi Arabia's some 2 million Shia live in the eastern province, less than a day's drive from Basra. Before the last Gulf War, Saudi Shia often traveled to Iraq on business or pilgrimage to the holy cities of Najaf and Karbala. These days, they say, they are watching in horror as more and more Iraqi civilians, including members of their own tribes, are killed by American troops. A Shiite electrician who asked that his name not be used said he once believed that a U.S. attack on Iraq might help the Shia, but no longer. They should hit the head of the snake, he says. Saddam Hussein is in Baghdad. Why are they hurting Shia by attacking their villages? America's military strategy has angered and frustrated many of the region's Shia. The electrician says that anger is compounded by Shia mistrust of the U.S. The Americans abandoned the Shia in 1991, he says. That was after the last Gulf War, when the U.S. urged Iraq's Shia to revolt, but did nothing to stop Saddam's forces, who responded by slaughtering Shia by the thousands. Saudis say there is still a fear that the Americans might once again betray the Shia. At the same time, businessman Mehdi al-Ramadan says Iraqi Shia are increasingly concerned by talk of U.S. military rule once the war is over.
So they think, no matter how bad Saddam is, Saddam is just a person. He will die within 10 years, 20 years. So the regime might go away. But if the Americans come, it might be for decades that they will not be leaving.
Saudi Shia say they have little faith in American promises of democracy in Iraq, where the Shia make up more than 60% of the population. Saeed al-Khars, a Saudi city planner, says Washington fears that a democratic and largely Shiite Iraqi government would establish close ties with America's longtime nemesis, Iran. The Americans don't want to see Shia states align, he says. That's not in their interests. Instead, many Shia here fear that Washington wants to set up a puppet regime in Baghdad that would recognize Israel and push for Western-style reforms throughout the region. The Saudi Shia have long called for change in this Sunni-dominated kingdom, where they are victims of discrimination and intolerance. But businessman Mohammed El-Jalal says the Shia would reject change imposed by the United States. We want reform to come from the inside, he says. But despite all these worries, Mehdi al-Ramadan says more Iraqi Shia would welcome American troops if the U.S. made one thing clear.
It is very important for the Americans to convey the message clearly and loudly that we are here to liberate the Iraqis, and we are not staying forever here, and they should give really some facts about this.
But Ramadan and others here say America has not yet conveyed that message. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Eastern Saudi Arabia.